You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts. I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers, and I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the Football Rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want. You go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do, is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both, hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode.
All eyes for Michigan. All eyes.
Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the big game, pregame, Iowa. Guys, before we get into any of it, I just want to go ahead and get a few things out of the way, and that is from, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook fan page, you can find me on all those wonderful places. YouTube as well, but the thing that I want to mention is I'm setting something up on Anchor, the streaming service or the podcasting service that I use, and for $4.99 a month, you can help me just sustain the stuff for the podcast, so like merch, and then also some like an actual studio time, like not a great big studio or anything like that. But since I moved to Texas, I'm in a much smaller area and it doesn't allow for a home studio. I just don't have it yet. And I have, you know, I can get it for a smaller percentage, and I just want to make money so I can put it back into the podcast. So this way I can get better YouTube videos. I can spend more time editing, doing the things that I want to do to make this a great podcast. Because as you know, I have a second job, or I guess I can see the podcast as one of my jobs, but you know, I work for an airline, so it eats up a lot of my time and I want to give you the best product possible. And I figure $4.99 a month, you go to Anchor, you hit the support button. $4.99 and we're good to go. I just think that it'll help really put this podcast on the map. I mean, we were doing really well till COVID hit, and then now we're rebuilding, but I want to get it better because I've noticed that the numbers are much better on YouTube, and I'd much rather have you see my big fat face than just like a meme that I made or just some background art. So that's what I want to do. So I'd hope for the support, and that'd be great. If not, we'll just keep chugging along. Now let's get into it, right? This is the big game pregame, Iowa. My feelings for Iowa, I don't know if they've changed any, right? Because I think there's three big things when it comes to this game that I see are big hurdles for us. And one is Kinnick, the stadium. And I hope it's not a night game because I think they said it's going to be a big noon. So if it's a big noon game, that kind of lessens the power of that stadium. Because at night, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but Iowa plays different in that stadium at night. They just do. I've seen numerous undefeated Ohio State teams go in there and lose badly sometimes. So I'm not too happy with that, but big noon lessens that, but still Kinnick, the stadium, the home field advantage is a big one. Two, their punt game is pretty impressive. The kid nails the opponents in deep in their own end, and then their defense is so good that they can keep them. So field advantage is a big thing when you play Iowa. And that's one thing that is something we definitely got to be mindful of. Those are really just the three things that I think really make me nervous about Iowa. Outside of that, this should be a very easy game. If we can mind those things, if we can overcome those things, we should dominate Iowa. But in doing so, we have to play a flawless game, right? Offensively and defensively, because those are huge hurdles. I mean, if this kid's constantly pinning us deep in our own end and we're going three and outs or we're fumbling the ball. And that's another thing. I should have said four things. Turnovers is huge. This is a very opportunistic defense. They give up big yards because Rutgers quarterback threw for over 300 yards against this defense last week. They can get had, right? But the reason why Rutgers lost was because of two turnovers. They lost 27-10. Now, you take those two turnovers, the interception return for a touchdown, and I think there was a fumble return for a touchdown. You take those two away. Iowa, I think, wins 13-10 because their offense stinks. Their offense is awful. So you take away the turnovers, you flip the field advantage, right? And you can get past the Kinnick. We should win this thing going away fairly easy. But any one of those things can provide, and we can easily fall into any one of those traps. We have a young quarterback, right? Who I love him to death. I'm certainly glad he's our quarterback. I would not change it for anything. But also, he's a young quarterback who is going to want to make plays happen like we saw last week. And sometimes he fumbles the ball. Hopefully, this has got to be Harbaugh's main focus with JJ this week, is showing him how opportunistic this defense is, right? So JJ can't JJ it up and try and make the big play. He really has to let the big play come to him this week. And if that means he's got to just dump it, or he's got to throw it out of bounds and not risk trying to make it, or you know, then just don't make the big play. Let the big play show itself. And it can happen because Iowa can be had. We proved it in the Big Ten title game last year, 42-3. But it was close. It was boring at the beginning, right? And then once that trick play, and then Corum, and it was just an onslaught after that. But we have to get through the doldrums to get to the exciting parts. And that's all it is with Iowa. So, I mean, Iowa's offense stinks. I mean, absolutely stinks. Their best wide receiver is gone. Right, Charlie Jones, I think it was, is just tearing it up with Purdue this year. Shame that he went from one shitty team to another great offensive shitty team, but with just overall bad coaching, I would assume, because even Purdue's defense is pretty decent. But so that's gone. The only thing that Iowa really has offensively is their tight end. Laporta is the real deal. I mean, he's going to play on Sundays. The kid is good. He owns the middle of that field. And he gets open, you know, and he has got decent speed and great hands, and he can block. So he's as talented as they get, I believe, as a tight end in the Big Ten. He matches ours easily. So our linebackers have to have big games, right? The keys of this game really fall on Michigan's linebackers have to have a great game. They got to shut down Laporta. We have to flip the field on him. We can't turn over the ball. Like all the stuff that I had just been saying, these are all keys to this game, right? And if we do that by the third quarter, it may even be close. It may be a 17-10 game going into the third quarter. But we do those things consistently. Sooner or later, that defense is going to break because they get tired, because that offense stinks out loud. They're awful. So once that, we just can't have more three and outs than Iowa's offense has three and outs. And we cannot turn over the ball. Number one thing we cannot do against Iowa is turn over the ball. Plain and simple. That's it. I mean, I wish I could give you more numbers, but I definitely see the Rutgers example with Iowa. Well, I just look at some of the numbers that the Iowa offense provided against Rutgers. And you hear these numbers, you would not think that they won this game. Petras, 11 for 17 with 148 passed, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Both their running backs combined for 38 rushes, 129 yards rushing, and 1 touchdown. And Laporta, 4 catches for 77. Now get that, 4 catches for 77. The kid can get open. The kid's a talent, right? No touchdowns by the offense. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 1 touchdown by the offense, and just nothing but field goals after that. That's right. They scored 14 points off of their defense. We do not give them a chance for this defense to score. They can't beat us. And if that happens, we can blow them out. It wouldn't shock me if we're going into the third quarter 17-10, and then the final score is something like 38-10. 38-13, something like that. Because Michigan, we can put points on the board fast, as we've proven against Maryland, as we've proven against those three shitbags that we played earlier, and as we've proven against Iowa last season. We can put points up fast. And that's the one thing they're going to have to try and stop on us, right? They have to stop the big playability. And where are you going to try and stop it? Right? You can try and take away Corum. Okay. You guys then have to take away our tight end game. And that's where Iowa lives, right? But they're going to who's going to screw up? Their linebackers, their cornerbacks, who, their defensive line? We got them at all three levels. This would be a perfect time. This will be a perfect time for our wide receivers to really come out and make a statement this game. This is a perfect opportunity for our wide receivers to show that their speed kills. It kills. I would feel a little bit nervous about that just because the interception part, and I don't want Iowa to do it. That just makes me nervous, but I could see it happening. I definitely could see it happening. JJ can put that ball, if he can put that ball on a rope like he did against those three shitbags, this game can get out of hand quick for us and we can win easily. Or it can get out of hand the other way and we're fighting up an uphill battle. That's why Iowa's so fucking scary. They're boring offensively. They're very opportunistic defensively. And I mean opportunistic defensively. Very good in that department. And their punt game is effectively boring, but deadly. You know? So it's just such a weird... I mean, it's just such a weird team. They are just so boring. They have less personality than Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Like Wisconsin and Minnesota are the more interesting teams. Can you imagine? Iowa is just so boring of a team, but yet they just get you. And I shouldn't be this nervous with a team with an offense that bad. They're awful. Against Rutgers, they could barely throw for 148 yards passing. They on their own offensive merits, they only scored 13 points. I think, you know, for this, I would say that the offensive star of the game, once again, it's going to sound boring, but I'm going to go with JJ. I mean, I think if he hits crossing routes, if he hits our tight ends, and then if we start beating up the middle, right, start beating up the linebackers with some short crossing routes and some outs, some curls, getting them to bite down with a good running game, and then we hit them with a play action down deep, I'm telling you, all JJ has to do is hit two or three down deep, and it's over. This game is done. I mean, we get a 3-touchdown lead. Hell, we get a 2-score lead. It's almost impossible for Iowa to come back if we don't turn over the ball. All we got to do is get to 14 points, and we should coast at beating Iowa. We just can't turn over this ball. I can't stress it enough. We turn over this ball, and we are in deep shit. Plain and simple. We can't have what we did last week against Maryland happen this week. We can't. It can't happen. Because Maryland intercepts the ball but steps out of bounds, right? So that doesn't count, thank God. JJ fumbles the ball, but we recover it twice. Or we had two fumbles. JJ didn't do it twice, but we had two. Maybe we did it. JJ did have two fumbles. JJ had two fumbles, and then Stokes had one. We can't have this week against Iowa. We do that, and Iowa could easily be up 20 to 10. And if we're down by 10 points or more to Iowa, with that defense and with that kicking game they have, we could be in some deep shit. But we don't turn over the ball. I mean, it could get ugly for Iowa real fucking quick, because we can score points in bunches. So it's so fucking frustrating with Iowa because they are so boring. They lull you into mistakes. I mean, I literally have to take Adderall to watch an Iowa game. They are that boring. I mean, my ADD goes crazy when I watch boring teams like Iowa, Wisconsin. They are just so mind-numbingly boring and simple. And you're just like, how are they good? How do they win games? And then you see their defense. their offense lulls them to sleep, lulls the whole fucking audience to sleep, the crowd, the other team, and then the other team makes a mistake, and then Iowa capitalizes on defense. I don't know. It feels like I'm rambling at this point. I'm getting bored. I'm starting to fall asleep just saying this because Iowa's so fucking boring. Okay, so keys of, I already gave you the keys. I gave you the two offensive, well, one offensive star, JJ, because he's got to have a big game. He can't turn it over. This is one where JJ has to prove he's learning lessons and he's growing, right? He's got to do that. So I'm going to give him the offensive player of the game, or the star. He's got to be that this week. And then two, the defensive guy is, I think it's going to be a linebacker. It's got to be Colson. The linebackers have to have a big game this week because you have to shut down Laporta. And that's who they're going to get matchups to where Laporta is going up against our linebackers. And last year, our linebackers, that was one great at stopping the run, right? Great at stopping the run. Not so great in coverage last year. So this is going to be a test for the linebackers to prove that they can cover. And if not, you may see Michigan's defense go into that three safety a package that they've been talking about a lot and have RJ Moten out on Laporta or have Makari Page out on Laporta and keep the other two back. You know, you may see that because our linebackers may not be capable of guarding or, you know, running with Laporta. They should be able to. We're Michigan, for God's sakes. But let's just say for shits and giggles, they can't. Don't be shocked to see the three safety package out there, because from what I've read and from what I've seen and heard, they are falling quickly in love with it. I mean, why not? I mean, we got that interception on Talia last week, that brilliant interception. I think it was by RJ Moten, right? Because I think that was a three safety package. I'm telling you, Makari Page is he's fast and he can hit. So I would put Makari Page on Laporta and just have our linebackers concentrated on shutting down that run. Cause I mean, it took two of them, but they ran for 129 yards against Rutgers. So they have a decent run game. And you do not want to allow a big play, because the only thing that they're going to have is the play action, right? They're not smart enough. They're not fast enough. They're not anything to pull off really, you know, like speed outs or like bubble screens or any of that crap. They're not any of that. They can't do that. So they got to bore you to death. And the one way they can do it is a traditional you know, hit you with the tight ends. Just like I said, Michigan would have to beat Iowa's offense or Iowa's defense, you know, hit them up in the middle, do some runs, get a few good running plays, and then hit them with a play action. And that's the only way that Iowa can really get big plays. We can get big plays everywhere, but Iowa, that's their one chance. I don't know. So don't be shocked. I mean, I would love to see Makari Page shut down Laporta, because I don't think they have anything. I literally don't think they have anything else. And you take that one weapon away from Petras, and he is a statue. He's done. I mean, our pass rush, if our pass rushers can wake up and get to him, because this isn't Talia this week. This isn't a mobile quarterback like they had in Zion Turner at Connecticut, right? It's not. This is Petras. This dude, I think Petras is Spanish for rock or a solid statue, a slow-moving turtle. I think in any language, Petras comes up, and that's what it means. It means slow and dull, basically. Petras. You're a real Petras. That means you're a real dull person, you know, just slow is what I would gather. I mean, I'm not very bilingual, but that's just what I'm guessing. Yeah, if Makari Page shuts down Laporta, or if our linebackers shut down Laporta and we take out their running game, this game could be over by the halftime. It really could. I mean, but I just know Michigan and I know Iowa, and we haven't won in Iowa since 2005. Granted, I think the last time we played there was in 2016, and we all know how that fucking went. And we are a far superior team to that Iowa team in 2016. And they fucked up that season. Even in 90 and 97, We were down, what, 10 to nothing or 17 to nothing to Iowa, and we had to come back to win the game just to even keep our national title hopes online. So whenever we play Iowa, it usually turns into a brawl outside of the Big Ten title game. So let's just get ready for that. And that's how my score is going to. I'm just going to go with a very simple 28-10 win. 31-13 if I'm getting, you know, if I'm getting nasty. It's going to be super close going into the third. And I just think that's when Iowa's defense breaks because they're exhausted from being out on the field so much. And I think just after that, we just take over. I think it's, you know, I want to stick with 31-13. But don't be shocked if it's 17-10, 17-13 going into the third. Guys, don't be shocked. But that's it, guys. So we win it 31-13. We move on to Indiana, I believe. So get us back on our winning ways. We can smack the shit out of Indiana because they are awful. They looked awful against Cincinnati. They've looked awful all season long. They just had moments, quarters where they've looked decent, and they've only looked decent against shitty teams. And I think that's why they're 3-1. I don't think they played a really good team, and the one good team or fairly decent team they played beat their ass. So I'm not too worried about Indiana. But yeah, 31-13, guys, it's going to be boring. Get your Adderall ready. It's going to be boring for the first half. It's going to be a snooze fest. Or at least you're going to be gripped to your seat because we're going to make it a lot closer than it should, which is going to be annoying, but I hope not. Anyways, guys, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine, always and forever. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine, and always and forever, guys. Go Blue.